So, as you know, we've been going through some motions with the president and the immigration bill, the executive order he signed the other day. What are your thoughts, the ACLU, on the president and the immigration and the separation of children from their families?
So the ACLU, I mean, fundamentally, what we think is that this is not just, and not just what we think, but we know that the law makes clear, is that this is not just about keeping families together or pointing out that zero tolerance is unconstitutional. It's about how we've been complicit in a years-long growing program of deporting innocent folks across the country. And here in Maryland, in particular, that actually started with us way back in 2008 when we started signing up for the 287G program, which we consider not just immoral, but also fundamentally unconstitutional. It's a program that deputizes local police as federal ICE agents, and through that actually undermines the police's ability to engage in securing public safety. In Frederick, for example, we've, by the sheriff's own admission, of the 1,400 people who've been deported since 2008, only 90 have been deported for violent crimes or affiliations with gang, some sort of gang-related crime. More than 60% have been deported for traffic violations. This is fundamentally about racial segregation and racial persecution, and we're not going to stand for it.
If you violate the law, you subject yourself to prosecution. And I would cite you to the Apostle Paul and his clear and wise command in Romans 13 to obey the laws of the government, because God has ordained the government for his purposes.
So the Attorney General of Maryland, Brian Frost, has joined several other attorneys general filing suit against the Trump administration and saying that the president has signed the executive order, but the government doesn't have any plans on reuniting families.
Well, it's just deeply disturbing. again, it goes back to the earlier point that was being made, where the reason why this is taking place is to point out, it's to instill fear. It's to instill fear, not just in the immigrants that are aiming to better their lives for their families, crossing over, which fundamentally speaks to the values of this country, regardless of what the current administration is trying to make us undermine, but also speaks to the fact that currently what's happening is fundamentally illegal. They have no right to engage in this. The Trump administration constantly speaks about how it's about the importance of the rule of law and so on, but by law, people who are seeking asylum have a right, a legal right, to show up at ports and declare asylum status. Folks who are crossing the border without proper documentation and without proper support, they're engaging in a misdemeanor. They're not engaging in the kind of action that should involve being separated from their, not just from their children, but also from the broader community and broader society. This is fundamentally, at a core level, about supporting racial discrimination, scapegoating, and fostering hatred amongst fellow Americans, which is deeply dangerous for our country.
A number of years ago, I see Chuck Schumer, "We must have borders." Hillary Clinton, "We must have borders. If people penetrate our borders, we must get them out of our country." Now, all of a sudden, they're big open border people. It's a whole big con job. In the meantime, people are suffering because of the Democrats.
So the president says what happened with similar situations 2014 going back, he's blaming the Obama administration and the Bush administration for them not taking any action at the border. And he says the Obama administration had it worse when they were separating families back in 2014. And they're trying to hold the courts responsible as well because of a 20-day hold on children or parents before they get a hearing. That was the law they said that they were trying to follow. But the problem is their parents could be detained for up to a year if they were trying to be deported. So the Trump administration saying we were trying to follow the law. But then Mr. Sessions came out with this policy, which is not a law, and claiming it was a law that they had to do starting this week. Is
so
that this, true?
So is no. That, okay. Both at the national level and at the state level, our legal teams have been looking at this, and it's not true. There is no law justifying treating misdemeanors with this level of persecution, not just prosecution. What has been happening over the last 6 weeks, as has been affirmed several times by the current administration has been that it's about deterrence, not about making sure that we're a nation that follows the law, not about ensuring that this is a nation that speaks to our values, but about deterring immigrants coming in out of some deep fear that somehow that's going to lead to undermining the political power of the current administration. That is not the reason why immigrants are coming into this country. That's not the reason why people are defending immigrants coming into this country. The reason why both are taking place is because they recognize each other's humanity. They recognize that for several decades, the United States was seen as a beacon of hope and freedom and opportunity. And what's so terrifying about what's going on right now is that it's hard to see if that's still the case.
We cannot and will not encourage people to bring their children or other children to the country unlawfully by giving them immunity in the process. Why wouldn't you bring children with you if you know you would be released and not prosecuted?
So what will the ACLU be filing against the Trump administration, taking the administration to court?
Yeah, so at the national level, we've been involved in several charges, several lawsuits protest and in calling out the illegality of the current practices that are taking place, not just with zero tolerance, not just with the family separation, but also with zero tolerance. Again, they're breaking the law fundamentally, and we're aiming to prove that in court. Along with that, at a local level, we have several lawyers who are working across the state, not just us, but across several other independent and regional groups, working to support immigrants that are facing deportation wrongfully. Again, I would stress what the data has shown, that of those who have been deported in Maryland, the vast majority have been deported for minor infractions, in no way violent, in no way undermining the safety of the community, but just used as scapegoats. And we know that that's a fact, and we're hoping to make that case in court as well.
And of course, you don't think this is going to be a quick remedy to any of this. This may take some time.
Absolutely. Fundamentally, at the ACLU, unlike the Trump administration, we do believe in the rule of law. We do believe in the fact there are constitutional rights and responsibilities that all of us engage in. And we will not stand for how it's been the Constitution and the values of our country have been actively undermined by the current administration. We also think that part of the reason why that's the case is frankly separate from the law. It's about the current administration's effort to undermine the rule of law, to undermine our values, to undermine what we stand for, to engage in plantation politics. It's about having poor and middle-class folks fighting each other for scraps without recognizing the fact that the reason why that's happening is independent of what they're doing or what they're engaging in. There's actually support and solidarity amongst themselves, and this country, this current administration is focused on challenging the ability for folks to see it for what it is, which is that a very few people are undermining the fundamental rights of everybody in this country.
We're going to have strong, very strong borders, but we're going to keep the families together. I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated. It continues to be a zero tolerance. We have zero tolerance for people that enter our country illegally.
We're talking with Sergio España from the ACLU of Maryland.
So we've had one mother who was separated from her child, reunited at BWI. A Guatemalan mother was reunited with her son. But there are almost 2,300 more kids and parents separated. And a lot of these children have been scattered all over the country. And it may be they may never be reunited with their families. Yeah, go ahead.
It's horrifying. That's why we're engaging. We're working with the Attorney General to here in Maryland to call that out, to make sure that we're engaging and we're using our resources at a state level to make sure that people are being connected to each other, that family members are able to once again hold each other. But it is very disturbing that from what we've seen so far, there's no infrastructure in place by our government to make that accessible or at the very least understandable or legible process.
Yeah.
So what's needed for that is frankly for more people to be outraged and for more people to engage.
So and these persons from Central America, wherever they're coming from, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, it's been reported that they're in court. They don't have any legal representation. A judge is there when the ICE agents or the Border Patrol agents bring them in, whether they're children or adults, and the kids don't know what to plead guilty or not guilty to. So with them not being American citizens, talk to me about that for a minute. So we know as Americans about the Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent. You have a right to an attorney and all that, but they're not American citizens. So how are their rights represented when they're not American citizens?
Unfortunately, currently, for the vast majority, they're not. Having access to legal counsel and support is seen as a privilege when it comes to immigration efforts. We think fundamentally that's something, while it's currently law, it currently unquestionably undermines who we are as a society and as a country. So that's something that people need to get involved in changing. I don't mean to use community members that are being wrongfully set up for deportation right now as pawns, or as examples. But what's happening right now is very clearly it's kind of feels like it's a line in the sand about who we are as a country. Are we a country that understands the rule of law? Are we a country that understands that what makes us special, that what has made us stand out, is that we want to apply that sense of dignity, justice, and fair and due process to everybody who's within our borders? And that's why we've been a leader within the local sphere, but globally. And unfortunately, what's been very disturbing is seeing how quickly the administration has given that up for the sake of supporting white supremacy.
If the adults go to one of our many ports of entry to claim asylum properly, they are not prosecuted and the family stays intact pending the legal process. The problem is that it became well known, that adults with children were not being prosecuted for unlawful entry, and the numbers surged from 15,000 in 2013 to 75,000 4 years later.
We're talking with Sergio España from the ACLU of Maryland.
But it seems as though the migrants, they were told you can't come in through here. If you go back around and you have to come at these two points of entries, then you can come in and you won't be arrested and you can come and claim asylum. So when they get to those two points of entries, they are basically saying they were lied to and they were taken into custody and their kids snatched from them at the point of entry where they were told to come in. So it almost seems like it was a setup for failure.
Unquestionably, it is not a crime to seek asylum in the United States. And anyone seeking asylum here must be, in order to seek it, must be physically present within our country, within the U.S. to apply for it. The Trump administration has a lot of big talk, going back to what I was saying earlier, about following the law. But it is the law that asylum seekers must come to the border to declare themselves and seek a civil, not a criminal, hearing on the asylum application. And the fact that they're calling it zero tolerance, when fundamentally it's about undermining the rule of law, is deeply dangerous for us to concede that language or for us to concede that message.
Sergio España, Director of Engagement and Mobilization for the ACLU of Maryland, thanks so much for your time and joining us on WEAA.
You too.
Take care. Bye now.